Blog Talk Radio.
That's more better. Welcome to WFSO Aftermath. I'm Artrell. Well, you know who I am. And finally, join us for the first time in weeks, Dawn.
Hello,
everyone. Coming out myself. I am sitting in from the table tonight, so I will be co-hosting tonight. Welcome. But, anyways. SummerSlam, all the matches were pretty good. Probably only one match out of everything else just kind of dragged. But it was a good pay-per-view, and it is what it is. Like I said, some of the stuff I don't agree with, most of it I was cool with. Just put it that way. Okay, I'm going to read something with Randy. Randy is the co-host of the Smirks List every Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Time, on the same station. This is her work. I mean, these are her words, and I quote, "Can people stop? Dean didn't get buried tonight. I'm done. Good night."
Wow.
Just gonna give her one. I just read the status on air. But there's lots to talk about, so let me just get here. I'm going to talk about a little bit of results, so you're going to get her, Don's opinion, and also my opinions on it as well. So if I can, I may have skipped it all. Well, they mentioned the pre-show, like, early yesterday. That was end up being RVD and Cesaro. Wait, you didn't see that, did you?
But I know RVD did it.
Yeah, he did win.
He did win. I did not see that, though.
Right, exactly. He did win. Actually, it was a good match, so nothing to complain about. I guess it was worth being on the pre-show, but then again, they didn't have room for any more matches because they already had like 8 matches already, so more could they do? So, great match. So, let's move on from that. Okay, Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz for the IC Championship. Okay, good, solid match. Can't complain about it. Dolph Ziggler, the new IC champ. And I just thought it was a great match. So, what do you think about the match?
I thought it was awesome! Because I like the way Dolph Ziggler just neck tapping him and neck smile, the money maker face. And I love the fact that I'm very happy.
Right.
That was a good, awesome match.
Right, but I never would have thought that they was going to give it to Dolph Ziggler.
Well, I was hoping they would, but it was good.
And they did. The reason I said why I didn't think he was going to get it right away, because, like, Miz just had the title, like, a month ago, but then again, it's like, he had the IC title for the first time. What was that? I think it was WrestleMania 29 that he had won the title and only held it like 24 hours later.
Yeah, that was the shortest, if I remember correctly, that was the shortest time that anybody held IC title in the history of WWE.
Maybe something tells me that it probably was something different, but who knows. Next match, Paige versus AJ Lee for the Divas title, and who would have thought this title change would have happened?
Like, not once, but twice in 3 months. That was...
Wait, it hasn't been 3 months?
It's... My
well,
like,
close. Yeah, it's close.
2 months because.
Yeah, it's a little over 2 months.
Yeah, AJ just came back like over 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very quickly.
Like. Right, and also it's like they actually made their matches like personal, and it was.
Oh, personal. Oh yeah.
Right, and like. Fighting outside the ring and in the ring and all
pulling.
That stuff. Yep.
Hair pulling, face slapping. They did the personal out of the personal to personal next level. Bayley is a great match between two girls, but I think
wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Catch it, mother...
and
Cardinals won. But anyways, it was a little fun from that. Oh, excuse me.
It's okay though, because the birds are still up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but,
They're still up, like, 3 in here.
Just give us a minute. I can find out.
I think it is 2 in here, but it looks good. Down to 5?
Let's see. Not the scoreboard. Let's go to the standings. Everything's good. We got the NBA, the NLB app. I was gonna say NBA because I got the NBA app too. let's see. Pittsburgh is 6 games behind, and St. Louis is 3 games behind.
It's okay.
And wow. Pittsburgh with a 6 game losing streak.
And
oh, wow. I guess I was wrong about the good record of the National League. The Nationals got the best record in the National League right behind the Brewers. But then again, they played today. The Brewers didn't.
Exactly. Well,
probably took off tomorrow. Right, exactly. Anyways, Paige is the new Divas champion. Like I said, I didn't think they was going to actually, give it to her. But I guess from what we saw, and we will get to that later, that this feud is far from over.
Very.
But what was your intake on the match?
I liked it. It's like I said a little earlier. They really took more personal help from that level. Air bullying, slapping, punching, kicking all around. I thought it was a show of thought, AJ show.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do? You can't always be happy with everything behind you.
Exactly.
And I get, like you said, I don't get the feeling, I get the feeling that this feud between Paige and AJ is far long over. It's probably going to continue probably until the night of champions.
Right, we will get to that part later on what happened at Raw tonight. The next match was Rusev versus Jack Swagger in a flag match, and they did their different type of version of a flag match. I guess it was like a regular match, but after the match, the winner can will wave their flag. So.
And they all can play those songs.
Yeah, which was a different type of, I don't know, it was just some different out of the ordinary or something like that.
I did not like that match at all.
You didn't like it? Mm-hmm. Why you didn't like it?
It's because the way Usoff just sneered Jack Swagger right after the match is over. And then Nicole attacked his managers at Hallward afterwards. And just waving that way, like Russian flag all over the place. He's mostly waving to their faces, rubbing to their faces. I just not like that. The way
to do that. But I thought it was a good and entertaining match, so. But I just didn't think that they would let Rusev still be undefeated this, I wouldn't say this long, I guess the reason is you would have thought that Jack Swagger should have won this match. And I guess they really are going to push Rusev more and more. So we'll just see how it goes. So Jack Swagger didn't tap. He just passed out.
Yeah, he fainted out.
Yep, so
he fainted, so. And that was a big controversy about that because it should not have ended like that.
Well, they did, and I don't know, but
I think the feud between those two are pretty much over because from what I thought earlier, something else is exciting.
Yeah.
A few voices
on
the
right.
We'll get to that later, too.
There we will. Next up, well, I think we missed one. Hold on. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about more about this and also about tonight's Raw. And also, later on, we're going to talk about the difference between the independent wrestling scene and the national wrestling scene. So we'll be right back.
Like open doors,
enjoy that Paige theme song? You know I do. But anyways, back to SummerSlam. So Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose had their lumberjack match, and the things that happened during this match was anything that I ever seen before. You have them escaping, both of them escaping from the lumberjacks. Kane told the lumberjacks to go grab them two and bring them back in the ring. So they all did that. It was all crazy.
And then Dean Ambrose just literally jumped on all of them while I just wanted to point up during the match. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he was able to do it, but
yeah,
he did it.
Yeah.
Waiting on everybody.
Right. Ambrose did have the match won. But Kane interfered. Seth was had to get back, get the briefcase, and hit him with the briefcase, and did a finishing move on him for the win. So, what's your opinion about that match?
I liked it. It was pretty good. I was with Dean Ambrose that won, but Seth was able to get the upper hand thanks to the interference of the upper hand as you know. But
he's got to start interfering, but he's doing more than stop him. Well, just say he doesn't like have enough help. Let's just say it that way. So,
if it's like Kane doesn't have enough confidence to stop Rollins from having matches on his own, like he has to interfere all the time.
That
happens.
Well, he probably don't. So,
I like that.
My take on the match. I thought it was pretty good, and it was something different out of anything that happened in the, you know, lumberjack match. It just went out there, just something different. So I'm just glad they kind of changed it up and, you know, just did something different. Okay. Next up, Bray Wyatt versus Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho. I thought this was the match that did not deliver. It doesn't matter about the win. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We sorry we had to pause. It was just funny, this commercial was for Madden.
Oh
Oh my God, that was one funny long commercial. Unbelievable. Okay, moving on. Like I was saying, the Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho match, I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't because of them two. I guess I expected more from them. Overall, Bray Wyatt did win the match as expected. What did you think about the match?
I didn't think the hype with this match didn't deliver at all, because the hype with John Cena and Bray Wyatt was a lot better fight to it, so this is just not delivered. This is one match I did not desire to play. They should have tried to act it up more between the two, but it just didn't work out to the other one it should have won.
Yeah. I'll give you the same. Well, I guess in my opinion, it was hype, but it wasn't that much hype. But I guess I can see why. But who knows? But overall, that's probably one of the few things that I did not like on the pay-per-view. But anyways, on to the next match. We got Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon. I wouldn't say it was like all Stephanie was dominating. Like, it's just kind of strange that she kind of made herself like a powerhouse. It's just kind of strange. It was a good match, don't get me wrong. It was just, and Brie did get some offense going. I guess it was just strange with a person that it would do more. She still got it, but you're just thinking that she should have did more. But overall, it was a good match, and thanks to the betrayal of Nikki Bella, Stephanie McMahon won the match. What do you think about the match?
I thought it was a pretty good match, because especially since Jesse has not wrestled in like over 10 years, he's still 11 now, and he's pretty good. I just felt, I think Bree should have tried a little bit harder to get herself into the match, but I think her mind was on other things last night. And then what made it insult to injury is her sister turning on her like that.
Right. Okay. Like, a lot of people got on me because I said that they shouldn't have did that. At least not right now. I think they should have waited till like the next pay-per-view. Like, have Brie should have won, had her little victory, had Stephanie be pissed off as hell. Like, give Brie's life a living hell until they, you know, to the pay-per-view that they're going to fight, which will be, yeah, September is not a champions, because it's probably going to be all champions, but if they want to throw that match in there, then if not, it probably would be the October pay-per-view. I think that's Hell in a Cell. They could have did that, so they did all this hype from when she quit in June all the way up to then, so I guess it's just one of those things that it looks like it's going to keep on going longer, but it looked like, well, we'll just say what it looks like later. But
it sounds like it's a lack of, especially now that Nikki turned on her, and she said it probably could be Nikki with Stephanie against her. Like, so she's feeling like the pressure to try to come on with herself, especially now that Nikki's part of the authority now.
I don't know if she is, but we'll see. Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton, which was one of the top matches in the card, in my opinion, was match of the night. It was just back and forth brawl. It was just nuts. So, like, most of these matches could be match of the night, but it was just that match that just made it that good.
It was a good match, but I didn't think it was
the top match of the night. Yeah, Roman Reigns did win the match, but Randy Orton, some of the moves he hit or, like, counters he did, like, wow. You come to think that Randy Orton, it's just like the stuff he came up with for that match is like, wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking that he was gonna win.
Yeah.
I'll give that match of the night. It was good. Good match. Good hype. And all that stuff. So, oh God, I keep missing what that thing said. That was bear with me, guys. I'm just trying to read something. Okay. Kentucky coach John Tuckery tells Louisville Courier Journal that he still will have time to extension with the school, even if he had known LeBron James would return to Cavaliers. I have no desire, nor I am out looking for a job. I got the job. Okay. That's what I was trying to look at. I was like, what are you trying to say? Okay, but believe that. But anyways, on to the main event. The match day came out as I kind of expected, but I guess people got on me because of what I thought this should have happened, though. Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. John Cena did had some fire in him, but Brock Lesnar is now the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion for the fourth time. But they say it was a total of 16 German suplexes, and some of them was like going on in a row.
It was consecutive. There was like only two, four at a time in a row. Now that's what I thought was the match tonight. And I thought John Cena would win.
Part of me was kind of hoping then Seth Rollins would have cashed it in, but
yeah.
It didn't happen. So they went this route. So it's just like my main question is, what's Brock gonna be doing? Because he did show up on Raw tonight, but it's like, is he gonna show up at Night of Champions, the next pay per view where he has to defend it? But we will see.
Yeah, because I had posted a story in our group about him being limited on appearances and shows and other things associated with him, just like 15. Cut back or not to ask to attend for anything. Now what they're going to do is that now he's up there with heavyweight champion, do other things and do other things and
yeah, and plus he
and
yeah, plus he was like limited, like he did a limited contract that he's gonna make like limited appearance. So if they were working out with him, great. Then I'm not upset about Brock having the title if. Because he, like I said, he did show up tonight, but who knows when he's gonna show up next.
Yeah.
But
the other main question of the night was, what's gonna happen with John Cena now? Because now he's doing this movie, he's gonna take time off now that he's not champion anymore, or he's gonna fight, wrestle, and do movies. Another question I was gonna ask.
But
what are they gonna do with John Cena now?
Okay, we will get to that question in a bit, so, because we're going to talk about Raw in a bit, too. But overall, this pay-per-view, how do you rate it from 1 being bad, 10 being very good?
Overall, I gave it a 9.5, except for the exception. I was not impressed with Chris Jericho in the great match. Overall, I was quite over happy, excited with the other matches. Some of them on my projections didn't come
true,
but overall, it was a very good
pay-per-view. Okay. 9.5. Okay. I said this yesterday. I gave it an 8. Like I said, it was a very good pay-per-view with just a few of the things that happened that just like, I don't know, in my opinion, shouldn't happen, but it did anyway. So, what more can you do? So we're going to take one more break, and we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. What else are we going to talk about? Monday Night Raw, probably some stuff that's going on. You know what? Let's just get to this right quick. The difference between independent wrestling and national wrestling. Like, some of the fans is just, when it comes to, like, national TV, like, of course, you get to watch it every week, and it's like, it's not running like once a month or anything like that. It's one of those things that's just like, you're going to expect a lot more to happen at a weekly show. And plus, they're touring and all that stuff, too, touring all around the world. So it's just one of those things. Ooh, sorry. I'm just itching like crazy. This is one of those things that it's just like some people thinking that it's the same and all that stuff, and like some of these indie star wrestlers think they know about the big wrestling business because they did indie. They didn't do anything more than that. I'm not knocking down like the indies or anything like that, but I just can't stand where it seems like some of the indie wrestlers should not be in this profession, because I don't think all of them understand, I'm going to say some of them understand the business. And it's just like, they're more like fans than as who they're supposed to be. It's like they trying to judge the upper talent international, okay, what they do wrong and stuff like that, and they're in that profession. And I know everybody, like I said, everybody did start out as a fan, so if you like want to pursue like wrestling or anything like that, go ahead and do that. But just hope you got people that don't criticize you because you like this person or you like that person, or if you like to run your business this way, if whatever works, you do it your way, the way it works. So you learn lessons on the way when it comes to running shows, but you want to do it the way you think that will be successful.
Well, to lovely people, there's the wrestlers have attitudes about them. You know, they shouldn't go be running around saying this and that. But everyone needs to learn. If there's a time down the road, where if you don't like someone, tongue or like go vegan, running around on Facebook, yada yada, or other social media outlets, and go blast it out there. If you got a beef with someone, talk to them about it. Just don't run around your attitude and put also when you're having a discussion about a wrestling match or something. Don't run it off on off subject and then go run away with it.
Right.
You know. It's like, you know, with, you know, I haven't been back in the wrestling for very long, but it's like, with, I have seen in the last year or two with some of these people's attitudes for everyone needs to just sit down, look into themselves, and then realize what they're saying and doing, and then go back and say something later, because you know, I'm going to tell you this to everyone right now. Don't let no one stop what you want to do. You want to do wrestling? That's fine. Great. You want to run a show or try to promote a show? Great. Do it. But don't let nobody smack you down and run around. Do what you want to do.
God don't like assholes. So
exactly.
People that like to be assholes, like I said, God don't like assholes.
Exactly.
So we'll just put just leave it at that. But we'll be right back with we're gonna talk about Monday Night Raw and talk about when Cena is gonna be back. So we already know that, but we will let you know in a few minutes. So till then, we'll be right back and listen to this song. Wait a minute, there's a try to see if I can find one song that I was looking for. Oh man, it's not even on here. I thought I put it on here. Well, I'll just play this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC.
Talk about upcoming weekend events. Ring of Honor will be in town in Milwaukee this Friday. And I think the matches that they named one match so far. If you want to find out more information, just go to ROHwrestling.com for the complete matches that's going to be going on. One is for the ROH World Heavyweight Championship, Michael Elgin versus Milwaukee's own Silas Young. And making appearances is the Young Bucks, Frank Kazarian, and Christopher Daniels, and the phenomenal AJ Styles. Show starts at 7:30. Get your tickets now. Also, on Saturday, there's lots of wrestling going on Saturday. SWE's Harley Havoc, 120 West North Avenue in Villa Park, Illinois. It's free admission, 1 p.m. start time. Interesting. But I'll talk to y'all about something in a minute. Got Revelation versus Glitterbomb for the tag team titles. Derek Cobain versus JJ Wyatt, Ryan. And there's more matches that's going on than that. Then there's Death Before Dishonor, Ring of Honor, that's going to be happening in Chicago. Fernando AJ Styles will be there. Michael Elgin will go against Tommaso Ciampa for the ROH World Championship. 8-man tag, we got the Briscoes, Christopher Daniels, and Frank Kazarian versus the Young Bucks and Red Dragon. That'll be at the Frontier Fieldhouse, and it's a 7:30 p.m. start time. Let's see. Also going on, Heavy On Wrestling Legendary at the Legendary Waters Casino Resort in Red Cliff, Wisconsin. That's like on the border between Wisconsin and, I think it's between Wisconsin and it's like Father Lake. So this is a big lineup for who's going to appear. You have Booker T, you got the Steiner Brothers, you have Hardcore Holly, Trevor Murdoch, Roddy Piper, X-Pac, Jake the Snake Roberts, ODB, Stevie Richards, and there's a few more that's on there as well. So go to legendarywater.com or heavyonwrestling.com to look for more information. Sunday, POWW has a show going on. Silas Young will be there. Former WWE superstar Armando Estrada. Show starts at 4 o'clock. Is at the Austin Field Room, 481 Peterson Row in Liberty Field, Illinois. And ticket $10. VIP is $20, includes the meet and greet. If you want to purchase tickets, call 224-392-0222. So that's all that we got that's going on this weekend. What the?
Covered his head right into the upper tiny chin
area. Oh, I think we're going to have a good topic to talk about Thursday on the Smart List, which I will be a featured guest on there. Hold on a second. But anyways, on to Monday Night Raw. I guess Nikki has explained her reasons why she did what she did. Brie did came out, but before all that, Daniel Bryan's theme music came on, and we thought he would have been back or something. Suddenly, it was Stephanie McMahon with the step T-shirt on, doing the step chant. But as Rhea came in trying to figure out why she doing what she doing, when it came to her, Nikki slapped her in the face and said she would never forgive her. So that's on with that. I thought there was gonna be more to something on that, but so anyways, Big Show and Mark Henry versus the Wyatt family. That was the first match. You would think with these big guys, this match wasn't going to do much anything, but that match wasn't even bad. Big Show and Mark Henry did win the match. I don't think you saw that. Okay.
I stepped into the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, moving on. The second match, it was a Divas match. Natalya in some new ring gear, which I might add. It was pretty good. Natalya versus Paige, kind of like a rematch from, I think it was last week's Raw. I think it was like Raw. Either that or it was on SmackDown 2 weeks ago. One to two. But I guess my thinking points to it happened at SmackDown 2 weeks ago. AJ did skipping around the ring with the song playing, then Natalya did a schoolboy on her and got the win. And they both, well, AJ is playing a little mind game for her. She's like, I want to shake your hand. Like, I love you and all that stuff. So, crazy with the crazy. Okay, third match was, I'm surprised they did this, but I guess the way it's built that this match for the IC title is going to continue, well, the feud is going to continue. I'm hoping it will continue at Night of Champions. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Great match as usual. Miz did win by countout. I don't know why I put one by DQ, and I just wasn't thinking he won by countout. I think Ziggler, the Miz was tacking Ziggler's knee, and he couldn't get back in the ring in time. And Miz tried to beat him up some more after the match, and Ziggler just ended up hitting with the zigzag. Fourth match. They did interview Jack Swagger just to say it was what happened afterwards and all that stuff. He's just saying he's gonna move on and keep going. So he had a match with Cesaro, and crazy enough, Cesaro wins. But like I said, none to complain about that either. But Bo Dallas came out and told Jack Swagger that you may fail the American people, but all you have to do is believe.
One of these days, Bo Dallas is going to go full weave on somebody, and he's going to get full weave slap.
Okay, we got Rybacksel and Randy Orton versus Sheamus, RVD, and Roman Reigns. Ooh, not a bad six-man tag, but okay, Sheamus, RVD, and Roman Reigns did win the match. What do you think about the match?
I loved it. It was pretty good. That was a good matchup with Ryback and Chris Axel and Randy Orton. And with Roman Reigns and Sheamus.
We get it. Usos versus Goldust and Stardust. Goldust and Stardust do win the match in a non-title match, I might add.
The brotherly love match, I call it.
Yeah, it was brothers versus brothers. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose in the main event. The fans voted for false count anywhere match. With the help from Kane and the help from the cement blocks that Seth Rollins did his finishing move on Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins won the match.
and he went way too far than he could get and came again interfering where he should know.
Yeah, that is true. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, check that out. And what did you about to say before we go?
This is my words of the great Casey Kasem. Keep your feet and loose. Good night.
That was a good one. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, check out the website. And check out the other shows like Hazel Runs With Her Mouth, 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. And also, you got the Smarks List, and I think Rainey had came up with something interesting to talk about, so I will be a guest on that show and see what's the interesting thing that's going to be going on.
And one last thing. Also, don't forget, SmackDown's going to be here next month at September 30th. Tickets are on sale at the Bradley Center. But go get those tickets so we can feel the seat so we can get a pay-per-view here.
And a good promo. So, this is going to be an interesting topic that we're going to talk about on the Smarts List. So, I will be on there, and we will see what y'all are going to think about it. So, hopefully, y'all listen to this to the Smarts List this Thursday, and just go from there. But from all of us here, thank Don for being here.
Thank you, everyone, for letting me join in. Hopefully, I will be here next Monday to join in again.
Yeah, on her return. But anyways, you guys have a good night. Check out Hazel Runs Her Mouth on Wednesday. So she might have some interesting things to talk about. So y'all listen in. Until then, have a good night. And some of y'all, I will hear from y'all hear from me on Thursday. If not, you will hear from me next Monday. Good night.